Lesson 14, Obedience to God. Objective, each young man will understand that we obey the Lord because we love Him, and that obedience brings us happiness and freedom. Preparation. 1. Materials needed. A. Scriptures for each young man. B. Pencils for marking scriptures. 2. You may wish to assign the 4 case studies in the lesson to different young men. Have each assigned person relate his case study and lead the discussion. Note, explain that we live in a world where obedience to God is often mocked. However, Latter-day Saints understand that only as we learn God's laws and obey them can we achieve true happiness and freedom. Although we may obey out of respect or a sense of duty, we should obey the Lord because we love Him. The more we love our Father in heaven, the more we will follow His counsel and example. As the advisor, your role is one of reassuring the young men that only by obedience to the great laws of God can they receive the happiness they seek. Suggested lesson development. Introduction. Story and discussion. Read or relate the following story. Lawrence sat fishing on the banks of the river near the family farm. It had been a good day. He thought about the past 3 years since his family had moved to the farm. He loved the peaceful surroundings, the good times with his family, and the animals. And most of the time, he even enjoyed the hard work. This afternoon, he was especially excited. His father, who had gone to the city for several days, would be returning. Suddenly, he stood up. He had almost forgotten. His father had asked him to repair the old shed for a new calf he would be bringing home. As quickly as he could, Lawrence raced for home. 2 hours later, he sat down wearily. He had finished what his father had asked him to do. Now he could relax. Why do you think Lawrence immediately stopped fishing to complete the assignment given him by his father? How would Lawrence's past experiences with his father determine the reason for his wanting to complete the assignment? We should obey the Lord because we love Him. Chalkboard and discussion. Write the following words on the chalkboard. Duty makes us do things. Love makes us do them well. Why does a person's obedience depend on his love? When have you obeyed out of duty or fear? When have you obeyed out of love? Scripture and discussion. Have a young man read John chapter 14, verse 15. Discuss its meaning. Suggest that each young man mark this verse. John chapter 14, verse 15. How sincere are those people who claim to love the Lord, but make little effort to obey His commandments? Scripture case studies. Explain that there are many examples in the Scriptures of people who obeyed the Lord because they loved Him. If you previously made the assignments, have the young men present the following case studies. Otherwise, present them yourself. Case study 1. The prophet Elijah's life had been threatened by Queen Jezebel. The Lord told Elijah to hide himself by the brook Cherith. The Scriptures record a simple, beautiful truth. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 5. Suggest that the young men mark this phrase in their Scriptures. Write on the chalkboard, Elijah went and did. Explain that Elijah did not argue. He gave no excuses. He simply went and did. Case study 2. Lehi, a prophet and a father, gave his sons instructions as revealed by the Lord. Laman and Lemuel argued and refused, responding that it was a hard thing they were asked to do. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 5. Nephi, wanting to know his Father in heaven, and having great love for both Heavenly Father and his earthly father, responded, I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Suggest that the young men mark this phrase in their Scriptures. Write on the chalkboard, Nephi, I will go and do. Case study 3. Young Joseph Smith had spent the night listening to the angel Moroni. The next morning, weak from the night's experience, Joseph was commanded to go back and tell his father about his experiences. Listen to young Joseph's words. I obeyed. I returned to my father in the field and rehearsed the whole matter to him. Joseph Smith, History 1, verse 50. Suggest that the young men mark this scripture, then write on the chalkboard, Joseph Smith obeyed. Case Study 4. When Jesus Christ suffered agony in the Garden of Gethsemane for the sins of all mankind, he prayed, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Suggest that the young men mark this verse, then write on the chalkboard, Jesus, as thou, Heavenly Father, wilt. Testimony. Testify that if we love our Heavenly Father, we will want to obey Him. If we find it hard to obey, we should strengthen our love for the Lord. How can you strengthen your love for Heavenly Father? Obedience brings freedom and happiness. Hymn, Scripture, Chalkboard, and Discussion. Have a young man read the first verse of the hymn, Know This, That Every Soul Is Free. Hymns number 240. What does it mean when it says that God will force no man to heaven? Have the young men read John chapter 8, verse 31. John chapter 8, verse 31. How can you continue in the Savior's word? What can you do to become a disciple? Have the young men read John chapter 8, verse 32. What effect will truth have on us if we ignore it and do not put it into practice in our lives? Write the following words on the chalkboard. The truth can make us free from. The truth can make us free to. Have the young men list as many things as they can under each of the statements. Some examples are free from sin, free from guilt, free from confusion, free from worry, free from doubt, free from ignorance, free to make intelligent choices, free to be advanced in the priesthood, free to go on a mission, free to marry in the temple. Have the young men read Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 and 21. What are the results of obedience? Blessings. Chalkboard illustration. Put the following illustration on the chalkboard. Draw a circle. Put obedience at the top, with an arrow pointing to blessings. Then an arrow pointing from blessings to happiness and love for the Lord. And then another arrow pointing from happiness and love for the Lord back to obedience. When we receive blessings and are made happy, why do we then have an even greater desire to be obedient? What happens as our obedience increases? Our blessings increase. How do we feel as we receive more blessings? Add the following words to the chalkboard illustration as follows. Increased over obedience. Increased over blessings. Increased over happiness and love for the Lord. With what attitude should we obey? Have the young men read Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 29. What reward does Heavenly Father give to those who keep the commandments with doubtful hearts? Conclusion. Quotation. Read the following statement. Obedience is the first law of heaven, the cornerstone upon which all righteousness and progression rest. It consists in compliance with the divine law, in conformity to the mind and will of God. Bruce R. McConkie, Mormon Doctrine, 1966, page 539. Testimony and challenge. Testify that every commandment, if obeyed, brings long-lasting happiness. Ask each young man to identify one commandment he finds difficult to obey because he does not fully understand it. Challenge each young man to obey that commandment fully for 1 month as he prays and studies for an understanding and conviction of it. End of Lesson 14, Obedience to God.